Imagine your company's most valuable asset walking out the door every evening. Not your equipment or facilities, but the collective wisdom inside your employees' heads. In today's economy, this isn't hypothetical, it's reality. Knowledge has become the critical differentiator between thriving organizations and those merely surviving. When Satya Nadella took Microsoft's helm in 2014, this book was reportedly among his first leadership team recommendations, highlighting how fundamental knowledge management has become to competitive advantage. The transformation is striking. 70% of Fortune 500 companies now employ chief knowledge officers or equivalent roles. Organizations from Google to NASA credit knowledge management practices with preventing critical expertise loss during transitions. Ford saved over $160,000 in 1 year by sharing brake installation methods. Texas Instruments improved semiconductor plant performance by bringing all facilities to top performer levels, generating $1.5 million in savings. Most impressively, Chevron's knowledge-sharing initiative launched in 1992 reduced annual operating costs by an estimated $2 billion by 2000. Knowledge isn't just organized data, it's actionable understanding within specific contexts. The critical distinction lies between explicit knowledge, documented information, and tacit knowledge, experience, intuition, know-how residing in people's minds. When organizations can effectively capture, share, and leverage both types, they unlock tremendous value previously hidden in plain sight. Business success once hinged on tangible assets like land and equipment. This paradigm shifted in 1979 when Carl Eric Sleiby discovered his publishing company's brand valued at just one krona, while office furniture was considered the real asset, a revelation that sparked pioneering work on managing intangible assets. Peter Drucker identified this transformation through his concept of knowledge workers who own the critical means of production, their expertise. This fundamentally alters management relationships as these workers can take their assets elsewhere. Managers must now set clear goals, grant autonomy, provide continuous education, optimize worker placement, and ensure meaningful compensation. Organizations typically pursue knowledge management when facing specific challenges: geographically dispersed expertise, duplicated work, vulnerability when critical information resides with individuals, knowledge dissolution during mergers, and difficulty locating relevant information amid overwhelming data. Despite theoretical variations, organizations that effectively manage knowledge consistently outperform those that don't. As organizations recognize knowledge management's value, many have created Chief Knowledge Officer, CKO positions, approachable professionals who connect insights to business goals while understanding organizational challenges. Most CKOs are internal hires, typically seasoned managers in their 40s with about 9 years at the company. They bring credibility, business knowledge, connections, and cultural understanding, though they may share organizational blind spots. External hires offer fresh perspectives but lack internal networks. Effective knowledge champions are passionate evangelists who spread knowledge management throughout the organization. They're entrepreneurs who translate vague directives into concrete programs and relationship builders who listen more than dictate. Though lacking a CIO's technical expertise, successful knowledge leaders understand IT capabilities while maintaining skepticism about vendor claims. They recognize technology as a necessary tool, but understand that users remain paramount. Their goal isn't implementing technology, but transforming how people work together and share knowledge. Communities of practice have emerged as the killer application for knowledge management. Unlike goal-oriented teams, these communities are voluntary associations bound by shared passion rather than deliverables. These communities have three essential dimensions: domain, what members care about; community, who the members are; and practice, how they work. Through collaboration, they create tools, documents, processes, vocabulary, and approaches that become valuable organizational assets. Communities develop through five stages: planning, loose networks with similar interests, startup, learning what to share, growth, increasing visibility, sustainment, balancing stability with growth, and closure, fading away or losing focus. The community coordinator role is crucial, requiring passion for people rather than just the domain. This role typically needs 15 to 25% of a person's time. When these communities thrive, they become the living heart of organizational knowledge, places where expertise is shared, refined, and passed on. Modern knowledge workers rely on information technology, requiring partnership with IT toward common organizational goals. Corporate intranets are essential for knowledge management, providing connectivity that enables organizations to create, share, and leverage knowledge. These private networks serve specific business needs and typically must demonstrate ROI. Collaborative tools vary by time, place, information richness, and social presence. No single tool fits all situations. You must match tools to your goals, users, and available capabilities. Organizations often face information overload rather than scarcity. Content management systems require processes for collecting, delivering, and organizing knowledge effectively. Taxonomies provide hierarchical structures showing information relationships, while search engines accommodate different user preferences. Successful technology implementations recognize that tools must serve people, not vice versa. Technology should reduce friction in knowledge sharing, make expertise discoverable, and enable collaboration across boundaries, but cannot replace the human elements of trust, relationship, and context that make knowledge valuable. Culture, the way we do things around here, represents the most significant challenge in knowledge management. It encompasses visible artifacts, espoused values, and the tacit assumptions that truly drive behavior. Rather than attempting total cultural transformation, focus on specific business issues and daily work practices. Define ideal behaviors, then leverage existing cultural strengths to change work patterns. Beyond the formal organizational chart lies the shadow organization, networks and communities where actual work happens through trust-based information sharing. Leaders must model the behaviors they promote. Middle managers are particularly crucial as they directly influence daily work. Managers evaluated solely on their section's performance may resist knowledge sharing, so involve them in knowledge management efforts. By demonstrating that new approaches lead to greater success and creating shared positive experiences, you gradually influence the underlying assumptions driving behavior. Remember, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Even brilliant knowledge management plans fail if they conflict with how people believe work should be done. In today's economy, we must manage our own knowledge capital rather than expecting lifetime employment. Personal knowledge management means taking responsibility for what you know and who you know, acquiring, creating, and sharing knowledge while developing networks. Your personal capital has three dimensions: knowledge stock, stored, tacit, and explicit knowledge; knowledge currency, ways of acquiring or selling knowledge; and knowledge flow, how you process knowledge. Knowledge flow involves discovering, delaying, disposing, diffusing, and delivering information. Like organizations, individuals should prioritize connecting with people over merely accessing information. Networking provides information, ideas, solutions, relationships, support, and opportunities. The key is giving without expectation. Paradoxically, the less you focus on receiving, the more benefits you'll gain. Develop a mentor network through professional associations, local connections, or internet groups. Though networking's golden rule is giving, initially you may feel you're only taking. Offer what you can and show appreciation by sharing how advice helped you. The ultimate reward for mentors is seeing protégés become peers who can offer valuable insights in return. In a world where knowledge has become our most valuable currency, those who deliberately cultivate, share, and leverage what they know will remain in demand.